7898 and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with Bill, Steve, and we got John. John, are you there?
Okay, you're going to make the point again, Bill?
You talking to Bill in Alabama?
Yeah. No, yeah. Bill in, I'm sorry, we're going to, I think we left off with Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, right here. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You were mentioning Serbia and Bosnia and all of that.
Yeah, well, before we came back from break, and, you know, the information we were talking about here with Israel, and I had done a lot of research of this thing that happened some time ago, about 90, I think it was 95 or something, when the Serbian and Bosnian war broke out. And, you know, it was Israel was throwing rocks at both sides and orchestrating that. And they orchestrated a situation that brought it into a big head where the Serbian president was, you know, arrested and accused with war crimes and stuff. But a lot of this stuff, you know, is from folks throwing rocks at both sides. And they kind of like hide behind the bushes and wait for everybody to take each other out. And then they're the ones that receive profit and gain.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's not being mentioned, too, is Great Britain in this, because an English family is involved with this, too.
Oh, sure. The in fact, it goes back to Engels' revamping of Marx's dialectic. Actually, it was a total revamping of Marx as well. And the dialectic that then existed in what was a Jewish-dominated communism, and a very strange form of Judaism, too, because it was thought of as a secular, non-religious, covenantal relationship with a God that was only the universe. And if you can figure out whatever in the world that is, you know, let me know. But yeah. The God I know is creator of the universe, and he's personal. But anyway, the point is this. The dialectic is to take one side, make it an opposite of another side. If you have to invent sides, create friction, create divides to do this, do it. In the political realm, what you're mentioning is an exact part of their ploy or plans or plottings that they utilize in terms of the Zionist power and dominion and control. On the banking side of things, it's a little different. And it takes the form of creating fiat capital. I don't want to go into that right now. We're tackling enough with just this.
Mm-hmm.
But the point with destabilizing any place is that it fuels conflicts between so many other people. And sitting there in the center, claiming to be the world's conscience, when in fact they are the instigators, as you point out, is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their history. In 1948, they go into Palestine. The Palestinians are simple, peaceable people. Most are Muslim, many are Catholic, many are Orthodox church members. They all get along together with one another and with the Karaite Jews that lived there for centuries.
Well, I have to stop you again. We're going to break. We'll be right back up on RBN with Bill, Steve, and John and Deanne. Be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Folks, if you want to go to my blogger, it's justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com. You can write to me at 450 Rogers Street, 450 Rogers Street, 2E Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Call me at 630-666-8528 is my number, 630-666-8528. And, hey, if you can, you know, we need help over here. So we're trying to raise funds as well. So both for RBN, support RBN and the give funds to the broadcast, because we got to keep Indies Radio going, because if we don't have it, you don't get to the truth. If you can find it in your heart to help my broadcast, what I do on my show, please, if you can send through PayPal a contribution, deanne.burley@gmail.com, deanne.burley@gmail.com. It would help out a lot, because we're trying to do as much as we can to get as much information out to everybody on all the information that needs to be reported that's being suppressed in the mainstream press. We're back with our callers, and I'm going to go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you heard what everyone's saying here. What is your opinion of this?
Well, unfortunately, I believe that he's certainly on the right trail. Historically, it should be noted for the newer listeners that are listening to this and are, you know, getting ready to just drop the whole entire subject, throw their arms in the air and go to bed, that they look at the history very closely, but it's the Ashkenazi Khazarian Jews that are never identified. It's always Jewish influence, but the direct political, financial, and religious direction that this is coming from is right out of the Talmud. Mm. And so it's very important, because when you broad brush the discussion necessarily, then everybody goes, oh, well, those are a bunch of Jew haters. We don't need to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And to a degree, that mantra has been very effectively used by the Nazis that are associated with and directly identified in ADL, JDL, Southern Poverty Law Center, et cetera, financed by those influences within the FBI and the intelligence agencies. So when we're trying to educate and inform people, we need to really, really make sure that people understand that there's no Jew-hating here.
Mm-hmm.
This is history, and when you actually take the time and the trouble to become informed who and what the Ashkenazi Jewish influence, the Zionist influence in the world has been since the Babylonian captivity, then it makes a lot more sense. But the points are very well made. But I would also like the audience and or the researchers that are really serious. I mean, we are obviously into World War VI right about now. And
I thought it was 4 or 5. Now we moved up to 6.
No, I'm thinking it's up to 6 right about now. Because if you look at it and analyze it, the full sweep of history, and I can't encourage people enough to go back to Dave Emery archives, look at Seco Springs or Kicking Over Stones, excellent white and black researcher that actually parallels and encompasses the discussions, and I can't wait for you to have Peter Lance on. I've got one or two questions for him. But considering peterlance.com, that people actually take the time and the trouble, if they're going to do anything about recovering this republic, they need to be informed in regard to all the issues. And he identified in his book, Triple Cross and 1,000 Years for Revenge, and it is outlined in a number of other Intel research group areas, that the best resource, the very best resource by history is taking and infiltrating the enemy's intelligence community with your own, and that is very well outlined in Smith OSS, but it comes to the fore in documents, even redounds that discussion in Peter Lance's discussion of how or why we would end up with 9/11 and the Department of State, as well as the CIA, FBI, as well as the United States Army, incorporating, quote-unquote, Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA, into the early history of the Al-Qaeda bin Laden milieu that ultimately was pasted with the responsibility of 9/11. It is, as your previous caller mentioned, culpable deniability. I would only disagree with George in one area. Order out of chaos is predicated in everything and anything that is going on. Group AXA is a component of that discussion, and if you monitor the international chatter, it would be even more so documented most recently, because the assassination of Bhutto, as your other callers has mentioned, only enhances the pincer action of the Bush Nazi regime.
Well, the thing is, now, Bill, I'm going to just hold you there. And Bill in Alabama, what do you think about what Bill just said? What is your opinion?
I have to agree with him, but I have a hard time separating out different groups of people, because a lot of times you can't bring it down to a specific group of folks. You have folks that are directing other folks, and those folks are coordinating things with other folks. So, so it comes to you from another angle. I do agree with the particular sect of Israel that he's talking about. But if you go back and you look at David Ben-Gurion and all those guys, I mean, you got to read some of their writings, and you'll see exactly what's happening right now. And this goes back to 1895.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that wasn't built when Israel started. Israel has had its tentacles in many countries. And in fact, in the United States, they have been controlling all of... I used to work for NASA, and we installed NASA worldwide communications. And I can tell you right now, every security agency that we have, their communications go through a company in Israel. They can't even hold a conference or talk without that. And a few of them have complained, and they wound up having accidents or retiring. So that's just something else that that you need to think of. And I know that for a fact. I'm not speaking out of the backside.
We
installed them everywhere.
Well, now I'm going to Steve. Steve, what do you feel about the same subject? I ask you the same question. What do you feel about this? You know, Israel, the whole Shabuto, the conspiracies. You know, what do you feel? And who, in fact, since we have all of you here, do you think that can champion the cause to clean this up? Because, I mean, we got all these presidential candidates running, all of these people that are running, and people that are in the Senate and Congress right now. Have any of you known of anyone having any success with anyone to try to clean up any muck in their area? Steve, you want to...
The only person that ever held Israel accountable and made them do the things that would bring a peaceable living with other folks in the Middle East was President Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would hope Ron Paul gets elected and makes Carter a special ambassador at large to the Middle East to bring things back into line. That's my personal hope. A little comment on some of the names mentioned. You go back to Moses Hess in the middle of the 19th century, and from there you go on to Theodore Herzl, the Rothschilds, Kohn Loeb, etc., etc. All of this is the Khazar Ashkenazi Zionist movement, okay? And it has it's entangled with communism. It created communism, and the massive persecution. I take this a little personal because I'm Slavic. Of 90 to 120 million Slavs,
mm-hmm,
in Eastern Europe, which nobody ever talks about. You know, like that's a genocide that doesn't count or something. You know, that's a little insulting if you think about it. But anyway, and all of this was because of the Zionists. But the Zionists, as the other Bill said, are not all Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That would be anti-Semitic. Okay, I grant you that. But it's a group, and they're actually a small group, but they have an influence that is all out of proportion to their numbers. And they've gone at it for a long period of time. They instigate, as you were talking about,
mm-hmm,
and use others, what Lenin called, Lenin, who was one of these Zionist Jews, Zionist communist Jew, what he called useful idiots, people that will go out and do their bidding without even knowing that they're doing it.
And that's one of the things, too, we're running into with the policing forces, the law enforcement agencies here in the United States, those people that sit behind the desk, they're allegedly supposed to be there for constituent services in the Senate and congressmen's offices. All of these folks are just what you just mentioned. You know, it's kind of like they're brain dead. What's going on right before them. And we're going to have to break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back, and we're here on RBN, and this is Deanne, and we're talking a lively conversation about, you know, what is it we're going to do, you know, with this election coming up. We got, you know, these people all over running for president, and I'm going to bring this up here, and something else that I wanted Bill from Idaho to bring up about something about the meat scare that got a little press. There's so much news out here. It's hard for us to have all the factors of all the things we need to be secure and safe about. But in this mix of presidential candidates, folks, who do you feel? I know there's some here that are for Ron Paul, but do you feel, all of you, that there's going to be a difference made if we vote anyone in? Do you really feel that there's going to be a difference in this 2008 election? And I'm going to start with Steve first.
You have to take the Congress back with honest candidates first, because all bills for money start in the House. And unless you control that, you're not going to be able to control what the real policies are. In other words, if you had both houses of Congress locked against Ron Paul, he would be very ineffective. He would be better than what we have, but he would still be ineffective. Now, if you can get some honest folks, whatever party they belong to, who will go with what the Constitution says, and then put Ron Paul in charge at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you would have a government that would turn this whole thing around in short order. And again, I would hope that he would appoint Jimmy Carter as that roving ambassador to straighten out the Middle East.
Now, the roaming ambassador thing, it seems like it's going, I think, to either former President Clinton, or maybe I think he's going for the UN, I'm not sure. But same question as Steve. I'm going to Bill in Alabama. What do you feel about the president?
I'd like to be an optimist and say yes, but I absolutely feel not. And that's my primary reason I don't support any candidate. First of all, we've got to get all these people to delax themselves from conservative, liberal, Republican. If they're not willing to delax themselves, then I'm not willing to support them. And what are we going to show them if we can't put enough pressure on them to impeach these two guys or at least start the process? That, to me, is your demonstration to anybody who wants to run. Hey, we mean business, we're tired as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. If you don't do that, they're going to step back and go through the same election process that they've been going through forever, and nobody is going to change anything because they'll top-load the thing, whatever they want. But I feel that if you can start the impeachment and show these people that you're serious, then you'll find candidates that want to delatch themselves from this paradigm. And that's what's got to happen. It can't be, I'm a Republican and I'll do what I want because I've got my own agenda. It's got to be, I'm an American, by God, and we're going to have a United States of America again, not somebody's little quasi group.
Well, I'm going to ask the same question of this to Bill in Idaho. What do you feel?
Well, I see it the same way. Unfortunately, going back to the other gentleman's comment, it's actually the minds and the hearts of the World Council of Churches and these corporate 501c3 church communities that absolutely refuse to hear the truth. I mean, there is the discussion in the Bible of willful ignorance. But the gentleman, in regard to the discussion in regard to addressing at a very elemental level this impeachment issue, Ron Paul, of all, and I know it's difficult, he's got enough things on his plate as it is, just trying to address a return to a constitutional republic. But if we really did believe in that, that would be a no-brainer. Even though it would appear to be self-serving, it would immediately attract national, if not international, attention and cause the impeachment issue to get off of dead zero right about now. Everybody's life in the world, everybody from India and Pakistan to Middle East, Israel, and Palestine, any more than South America as well as here, are totally at risk because the ultimate goal is world depopulation, not to mention those poor children and the elderly that are in DeFore. There has to be a break here, especially with this most recent turn of events.
Well, you said it right there. We're at a break, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to get John's comment when we come back. Callers 800-313-9443. This is a very important time, very important topic. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back here, Rebecca. on the broadcast, and we were talking about the presidential candidacies and things, and I wanted to bring John up. And John, we made a whole lot of comments here and wanted to find out where you are on this, you know, presidential election, the thing we were talking about. How do you feel?
Well, number one, to follow such great comments by these three individuals is an honor. Just the idea of us posing that everybody has to have an idea and we have to follow up on them to try to find solution. But I'd like to pose this thought out here. One is to kind of break the ice a little bit, and then the other is real serious. Maybe Larry the Cable Guy could run for president, and I hear that he wants to eliminate anybody taking any goat books out of the libraries, and if there are, get your guns ready. Now, you know, you laugh at that, but at the same time, we have a very serious situation of an intelligent man, or at least we think an intelligent man, was in front of everybody doing that, and was that on purpose? And as they do some things right in front of our face this year, we have global warming going on, which is a predicted catastrophe of the photon storm that we're flying into in space. But Congress approved a quadrupling of HAARP here just a year and a half ago, and this year we witnessed the Earth being changed 26 degrees of the sun coming over the hills. We can all see it.
Well, not only
approved. Let me finish, please.
Oh, sorry.
So anyhow, we have a situation to where Congress, who is also a pile of intelligent men and hopefully have some virtue, all coercing, voting in, quadrupling the HAARP operation, possibly voting away our freedom of speech, setting up FEMA camps for population distinguishing. We have some real, real serious issues here. They have, if we have the Earth changing 26 degrees as a global catastrophe starting to happen, we'd see probably 30 or 40 degrees by next year. Or is this a situation to where they're showing their demonstration of the power of what they can do today? And so we have a very measured question at hand, and we all have to, in our own way, do what we can purposely for the positiveness of everything. Now, getting into the spiritual side of this, and I don't mean to say it lightly, things like in Pakistan, there was a historical item, and I can't remember the full story. It was done by now I'm coming up short of a name. Well, I can't remember the name, but anyhow, there was a story about a slaughter of goats over a mountain, and all of a sudden, about 2 years ago, it wasn't goat, it was sheep. We had approximately 1,000 sheep or 1,200 sheep run over a mountain again, in which 300 of them died, but then the others were falling on top of the pile of sheep, so they were able to survive, but it impacted. This was in Iran. And so we have a spiritual item of negativity, or you want to call it Satanism or whatever, taking place. And so where does all this coerce to where someone would have a good idea or a bad idea or a positive function? It's a real wondrous time, and we need to pull in from our hearts and our souls and to build truth and to build the best that we can build of ourselves. And again, to change the ideas of solution is war. We need to think solution is positiveness for as many as we can make. And that's, I guess, my answer.
Well, that's a good answer. We have to, you know, this is the whole thing is changing. This is, you know, we only got like a few more days and we're going to be in the new year, you know. And so are we going to still do the same thing we do constantly? And it's kind of like what they do, and that's why it's so easy to see what they're getting up, getting ready to do, because they do it traditionally, historically. They do the same moves. I mean, it's kind of like if you look at how the military used to move, and for the monarchy in Great Britain, they used to move their the horsemen out, and they had the the people on foot, and they had a certain move that they would do when they directed the army and the military. Well, these folks are doing the same thing time in and time out to commit so-called conspiracies. And they're not conspiracies because they're right here in your face. It's not a conspiracy. It's not something that is a lie or a misnomer. I mean, this is what people tell conspiracies being. So the United States was formed on a conspiracy. But the whole thing is that we can't admit to anything. We can't admit that we're wrong. We can't admit that we have bad candidates. We can't admit, and we can't do anything. And it's like, again, like I said earlier, it's like when you have a buddy in the middle of the road and you hit it with some lights, a deer with some lights, that stands there startled, doesn't know what the heck to do, and then gets run over. And that's where we are right now. On that note, I wanted to say a couple of things real quick. There was a letter I got from a listener, and she's located in New Orleans, and she wrote me this, and I think it's very important. I'm going to have her on the show. I'm going to contact her. Her name is Barbara Ann Jackson, and she said, the long overdue call to impeach judges like New Orleans federal judge Thomas Porteous finally came on December 20th. In fact, the longstanding brazen conduct of the federal judge is consistent with how things are generally done within the Eastern District Federal Court system located in New Orleans, or of which the Fifth Circuit and the Supreme Court of Louisiana are also located in infamous New Orleans. Unfortunately, Chief Judge Ginger Bergen's statement of sadness for the judge and our court evidence is insulting and disregards the people and the business, which have been imperably harmed because of this judge's long time misuse of power. Now, from what she is writing, I'm not going to go through the whole text, but they finally found a judge that was impeached. We need to jump all over that, folks. We need to jump all over this because, see, if there's one down, then there was a way that they did this. We need to jump on this right quick because, see, there are so many of these justices that have done so much corrupt stuff that have not acted on coercion and corruption and misinformation that has been going on in the court, and they are flagrantly just as bad as the Senate, who has the money. They're just as involved. Now, I want to ask my group here, and again, you are distinguished because everyone that's called on this show tonight and even before, I have some of the most intelligent listeners I have ever heard on any talk show call in. All of you are. Now, I want to ask on this note, Steve, what do you think about this, the impeachment of a judge in New Orleans? What do you think of the judicial system?
Times 10,000 would make me happy. The reason I say that is there was a discussion shortly after the Founding Fathers and the ratification of the Constitution that and included the last of the Founding Fathers still alive, Adams, Jefferson, what have you. And then it went on from there to the 1830s and on and on and on about did the judiciary really have special powers? And for a long time, the idea was, no, it didn't. It was supposed to interpret some basic ideas, and past that, it was just to do its job and not try to be the executive and not try to be the legislative. And the executive knew he wasn't supposed to be the legislative, and people had the idea of the separation of the powers. In about 1930 is when the activist judiciary at the Supreme Court level of the United States went absolutely ballistic. And as much as declared that one day they were going to take it over, they've been doing that. There is not a single conservative, and I mean in terms of constitutionality, justice on the Supreme Court today. There are some that talk about it. None of them are. None of them is a constitutionalist. they are all internationalists, transnationalists, or globalists, or New World Order types. And we need to get back to the idea on all levels, municipal, state, and federal, and Supreme Court, of the idea that the judiciary is to be limited back to the powers that they were originally given by the Founding Fathers, and it's the executive's job and the legislative's job to do that. They can pass, for instance, in Congress, and I'll end with this, a bill anytime they want that says not subject to judicial review, and the courts can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
The only time they do that is when it's pork barrel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what rules. Legalisms instead of law, and money instead of morals.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know, and I would have posed the same question because before I run out of time, Bill in Alabama, what is your opinion? And then Bill in Idaho, what's your opinion on the same thing? What do you think about the situation in New Orleans, the impeachment?
I agree 100%, and I'm going to call in people and see if I can't help them. And I don't just want to stop at the judges. I want to stop at every swinging person in this government. I don't care whether they're Republican, Democrat, pink cows, white cows. I want every one of them out there, and we got to do something. Because if you can't go to court, you have no redress. You are simply outside of everything. So we need to start with the courts. We need to impeach the administration, as many congressmen and senators as we can get out of there. And just start going I don't care if they call me impeachment crazy. I want every one of these rascals out of there. They've been there too long. They've got their own little bailiwick that they're going after. And the sooner, the better.
Well, and I want to bring this to Bill in Idaho. And this is why I want to say, folks, too. Barbara Ann Jackson is a Katrina displacement, Katrina victim. She has something called Law and Grace, Inc., www.lawgrace.org, lawgrace.org, P.O. Box 5373, Shreveport, Louisiana. Please write to her, go to the site, and say that you heard this on this broadcast. Put arms around her. Same thing around Eric Shine, a lieutenant formerly with the Merchant Marines. We need to put arms around him because right now they're trying him in a tribunal court hooked up with the military, saying that he has, because he was depressed, that was the reason why they decided to bring some type of Nazi Germany court room version out to attack him because he was depressed, remove his presidential appointment from him that was a lifetime in a military tribunal where he was a citizen currently because he was depressed. This is what your tax dollars are going to. We need to swing around putting these numbers on. On the broadcast, we need to start hitting them, these people, and calling them and letting them know that we don't want this no more. And the thing that gets these people to stop in their doorstep is to make sure that you say to them, call the media up on whatever channel it is that's in that area locally and say, because your anchor won't cover this information on this broadcast, we're not buying any of the products that this broadcast represents.
Absolutely.
And once you do that, you know what? I saved Brian Gumbel's job out of Operation Push by doing that. Right, way back when he was getting ready to get canned a long time ago, it was in Operation Push. And we had letters going all over. They didn't know where it came from. It came from me, Brian Gumbel.
You better let Bill have his answer.
So the bottom line is this. I'm just saying that we can do this. So we need to basically surround ourselves and start writing and pitching in and doing something for these folks that are having these problems. And Bill, in Idaho, I want you to bring your pitch in, and I want you also to comment real quick on that thing about that meat, the contaminated meat. that they have not brought out in the press.
Bless you, Lady Diane. It's obvious that you would be heaven sent every week you do this, and at times even from the sickbed. And so necessarily any patriot would have his little hat off to you. I would just mention how very important it is to do exactly as you say. I would mention there are 800 numbers that are available for Congress. You can call Asa Hutchinson in regard to Seaman Chime. He is our last best hope for breaking this military-industrial cabal, especially from the statutory admiralty marine pirate law discussion, because it is what is coming for each and every one of us at a local level. Your other guest mentioned 10,000. I would mention 100,000. You get a parking ticket here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to the tune of $100 for parking in a disabled spot. And I definitely can identify that I'm somewhat disabled, but you get to pay the $100 ticket. But you don't get a court trial. You get a letter from a collection agency. Well, we're going to address those collection agencies nationally and internationally by getting on the phones bright and early Tuesday, getting a hold of your Congress people, and letting them know that you're on the job and that you're going to have a constitutional republic one way or the other.
And the call... And the calls work. I just want to say.
Yes, they definitely do. You need to be on the phone at least once a day. Each and every one of the new people that are on the call or on the program tonight listening, you need to get involved. 2.5 billion tons. 2.5 billion tons of beef supposedly contaminated with E. coli. And all of a sudden, not another word.
No, we're going to be right back. I want you to bring that up when we come back after this break, because this is important, very important.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back up, and we're on RBN, the Dan Brewley Show. And listeners, I want you to get involved, by the way. And next week we're going to talk about getting involved more. But I want to go back to Bill real quick before the end of the show. Bill, please go on about that situation with that meat.
Well, in the last 18 months, there's been, you know, reports out of the Northeast and the South that there were, you know, small contaminations and two or three people got sick. Somebody unfortunately died. But then directly after that, within the next week and a half or 2 weeks, they would announce, just cursory, you know, a little Fox News blurb nobody pays attention to, X number of million tons of meat contaminated, and that was the end of the story. All the while, you're watching in the in the supermarket what you were hoping for, you know, dinner with beans on Wednesday has gone up 18 cents. Well, over the last year and a half, if you look back into the stories of these meat contaminations, you constantly get the fact that they're contaminated, but there's no further word on where it was contaminated at, how it was contaminated. I mean, to put that amount of volume through a mill or a processing plant and then all of a sudden have it quarantined to be quote-unquote destroyed and out of the system, and over that period of time, and it's more than one source, that this meat literally has disappeared off the market in the United States alone. And the question is, how many other places is that going on? And where is it going? And for what purpose? Considering that they can't provide, you know, adequate nutrition for those kids in DeFore. But the UN can put a contract out to go ahead and have a comic book put out. Check it out, BBC. You know, to enhance the image of the United Nations worldwide. Now, my question is, if they can afford to waste that much protein in the world and quarantine it, take it under government control, where is it going? Who had control of the records? And may we please see them?
Well, my opinion on that, Bill, just because
the genocide
I kind of know what's
going on in the Sudan.
What's going on there is they're starting to man the underground facilities. There's 1,400 underground bases. They've probably found a cheap way to steal raw materials for storage of supplying those bases. And it's just like the spinach scare where we had E. coli bacteria. You can treat E. coli bacteria with radiation, or you can treat it with frequency and kill it. But they don't want you to know that. We've been growing spinach and vegetables and human shit for forever. And they all of a sudden perpetrate that, oh, my gosh, we're all going to get sick. Well, it's not necessarily the case. But they report a lot of falsehoods and create a lot of misinformation when there's another story going on of where they stole 2.5 billion tons of meat for storage.
Well, we're coming to the end of broadcast, folks, and I thank you. Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call me at 630-666-8528. Be back next week. Peace, love. Thank you. Thank you, folks, and thank you guys for staying on this long.